Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. In the studio with me is my co-partner in crime, my brother, Bill Ackerley. Good morning, Bill. Bill's over there waving at us and saying hi. When we started Jump in Tucson almost a year ago now, we looked around for some help, and that help came from a couple of friends of ours who are friends of the show. Laura Vega stepped up and decided that she would be helping us with our accounting and bookkeeping for the show. So good morning, Laura.
Good morning. And good
then,
to see you.
And then Leo Garcia. Oh my goodness, Leo, when you think back of the 10 or 12 things we've done together that are all part of what you do and the nonprofits that we're both involved in. What an amazing. So Leo Garcia, good morning to you.
Good morning to all of you and all the listeners this morning.
So you've got a couple of things going on. We'll mention all the things we do. So Laura, you have your accounting firm, which offers full service accounting for businesses and individuals, right?
Yes, tax and accounting.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And we were out in the green room talking about how we have to have our year-end meeting and shore up all of the things for our company.
Yeah, we got to jump on that quickly. Yeah. New Year's coming up.
Yeah, I said we would meet on the 25th at 4 p.m. if that would be available to you.
Yeah, we do what we've got to do.
Yeah, and so Laura provides those accounting and bookkeeping services, and which is amazing. And Leo, you have about 10 things that you do. One is
just a few.
You have Leo Garcia Business Services, which is an important everything from. Tell what is Leo Garcia Business Services? What are some of the things that you do there?
Well, we do have a landscaping company.
Right.
We also do merchant services.
Right.
We do building cleaning.
Right.
We do, along with Laura Vega CPA, we also, work as partners there.
Right.
Recruiting clients and doing accounting services and things like that.
So when a client comes in and they're looking for accounting and so forth, obviously it's Laura's right there. If they need marketing,
yes.
Then you call a good marketing firm somewhere in Tucson. If you know of any, let us know.
Of course I know that one.
Well,
Ackerley Advertising.
And so one of the other things you do is I met the two of you 2 years ago, or three now maybe, I guess. We had tables together at a golf tournament. I was at one table, and you guys were at another table. And Laura and I struck up a conversation. You weren't around because you were out being a social butterfly talking to 1,000 people. Then you came up, and we chatted about things. And you had a table there for Helpers for Children. And right. Just tell us a little bit about Helpers for Children.
Helpers for Children is a nonprofit organization, 501c3. Which was founded a little bit over 2 years ago. Although we've done so many things for children in the past, we became formal, for helpersforchildren.org, and constituted that foundation to make a difference in children's. And we did a lot of international help,
right?
And we found out that the help is right next to us,
right?
In our own communities, and we're trying to make a difference in our communities. We're trying to build a soccer field with multiple uses, and we're on track. We're actually, almost halfway of what our goal is. We have about over $50,000,
right.
Ready to buy stuff, to do that. They're already working on the land, and so
I thought that was genius. By the way, that you would have that construction company park their trucks and their piles of materials and so forth on the parking lot where the field is going to be.
Right.
And you kind of said, yeah, you can do this, but hey, after you leave, we need a little favor. Could you level this ground for us?
That's right.
And they said, and they did your parking lot for you, which is amazing too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
yes.
It's amazing how those blessings come to you.
That's a $25,000 job.
Oh, absolutely. And because you let them use your land for their project that they're doing. They must be doing a road or something like that, huh?
Yeah, they do a lot of private roads, and communities. And right. The company is amazing. The guy, his name is Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
He's, I mean, very, very nice guy, like you guys. You know?
Well, thank you. Well, I don't do roads, but I do a lot of things, but I don't, at least not yet, I haven't done a road, but I'm sure I could. So Helpers for Children, we just concluded, thanks to Laura and her excellent team of people who helped to coordinate a fantastic little golf tournament a couple of weeks ago. We raised some money for, and as I was saying in our meetings, they was more of a friendship fundraising, right?
Yes, it sure was.
We had a little silent auction and some games and 50-50, and it was pretty fun. We had a good time, and
you guys won, huh?
Well, because of Sixto Molina, I mean, that guy can hit the ball. Oh my goodness gracious! All of the rest of us were flying into the houses and into the and going all over the place, and Sixto would stand up there and hit it 2 feet from the pin almost every time. He's an amazing golfer. He calls it therapy. Sixto calls it therapy. He goes to therapy on Thursday and therapy on Sunday.
That's beautiful.
And gets his golf therapy in.
That's good therapy right there.
Yeah. It's a beautiful time of year to be playing, for sure.
Yeah. Yes. So you guys played yesterday.
We did.
How did you do, Leo, on the first nine?
I shot at 38. Sixto, if you're listening.
We're going to have to tell the story of going to play golf, and it was Sixto, Leo, and me, and I'm not a golfer, and so they gifted me a couple strokes per hole. And
you do your betting money, then you become a golf player.
Yeah, then once you guys started betting on me, you guys had to buy me lunch because I... Now, granted, you gave me 10 strokes per hole, but it wasn't that good. Well, so Helpers for Children, what a great organization. We had a great golf tournament, first annual golf tournament, and we're already planning for next year to make it bigger, stronger, better. We want to thank Chuck Stepani and the people at Dorado Country Club who did a nice job of helping us with that first one, and all the people that came out in support, and all the businesses that gave donations for the silent auction. It was an amazing little event, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was a lot of fun, and we felt it was very successful, being our first tournament.
You know, typically an organization like that has their first one, the first year or two or three, sometimes just breaks even and doesn't make any money. But this one made a little bit of money, plus raised some friends and raised some awareness.
Yes, and people were very generous.
Yeah,
we
called the golf tournament Field of Dreams because that's what the soccer field is. It's El Campo de Sueños.
That's right.
It's the kids that are going to be using it. It's 1600 West Irvington Road, that piece of land there.
They can go to our website now and start registering.
Right.
You know, we have helpusforchildren.org, and if you put their events, you know, they'll get all the information that are needed to be part, you know, of this new coming year.
Yeah. It's amazing how the three of us, the four of us with Bill here, how many different things we have our fingers in over the course of a year, all the activities, all the nonprofit.
But
and
you
all
just did the band.
Yeah.
You know,
Feed the Band.
Yeah. How many?
320 band members. We fed them at every home game. That was an amazing undertaking. And it sounds easy.
The boxes for...
Yeah, we did 155 boxes distributed, so it's pretty amazing. When we come back after the break, let's talk a little bit about what Leo Garcia and what's happening at 1600 West Irvington coming up for Christmas. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. You know, Jump in Tucson is a unique format that we started about a year ago now. Monday is our University of Arizona Wonder Show with me. Ted Maxwell hosts Engagement Tuesday. Grant Kruger hosts Food for Thought Wednesday. Tom Moulton hosts Southern Arizona Traction, sponsored by Visit Tucson, on Thursday. And on Fridays, I have organizations and companies and businesses that have been successful in Tucson come in and tell their story. Our guests this morning are Leo Garcia and Laura Vega. Laura is an accountant and has an accounting and bookkeeping firm called Laura Vega Accounting, CPA, right?
Laura Vega CPA.
Laura Vega CPA, yeah. And so if you need accounting or bookkeeping services for your company, give Laura a call. That's L-O-R-A, Laura Vega. And so give her a shout if you're interested in that. And Leo Garcia is a master of many things. We've talked about some of the things you're involved with. But one of the cool things that you do, people may not know, is that you are a pastor. And that you have a church out there at 1600 West Irvington, where the field is going to be.
Yes.
But you're actually the preaching pastor and in charge of of services at your church. So tell us the name of the church. And
it's called Encounter Christ Church of the Nazarene.
Great.
And yeah, we're at 1600 West Irvington Road. We hold services on Sunday at 10:15.
Right. It's 10:15 because when I have to come from East Tucson, it takes me 2.5 hours to get there. So you start when I have enough time to get there. I've been a couple. I was there for your Thanksgiving meal. That was just wonderful. You did a good job of preaching, and I had one of your congregants come up and tell me that I was a failure, and that he prayed for me as me being a failure. That's not what he meant. What he meant was that I didn't win the election, but that was still meant that I was good. So your church is a wonderful gathering of the community spirit, of just a great faith-filled group of people. It's been my pleasure to be there many times and share. Well, I think every time I go, there's food there, which is kind of nice.
Yes.
So thank you for that. So tell us what's coming up on Sunday for the kids.
So for the kids, you know, Helpers for Children is using the facilities of the church to do a Christmas party for children. And we are prepared to receive from 50 to 75 children. And we have food ready for them. It's going to be on Sunday, the 15th at 4 p.m.
Okay.
At 1600 West Irvington Road. We like to, you know, to reach out to the foster kids,
right?
Special need kids, or any kid that, you know, doesn't have, you know, is not expecting a gift from anybody. Mm-hmm. You can call me to reserve a time for us to receive any 1, 2, 3, 25 kids, if they can register with me at 520-222-4739. 520-222-4739. And just let me know, you know, who's coming, or if you know somebody that needs, you know, Santa is going to be there.
Right.
So we have Santa give the gifts to the children, good food, great games. And it's going to be a great event for our children, you know, in our community.
It's amazing how, even with a small congregation that you have, how the blessings come, and how much food shows up, and how much, in this case, gifts for the children. They've just been multiplying, and you've got plenty for everybody. And it's what a great blessing for the community to have a place like this. You know, this is happening all over the community. People are doing wonderful things all across Tucson. But this is an opportunity if somebody wants a place to connect and wants a place to give and help. You can make a donation. You can give a toy. You can come volunteer. You can come be part of the service.
That's right.
You can come and share some food with the kids and see that going on. So an invitation basically to anybody that wants to participate, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes, and you know, there's a school called Grijalva Elementary School.
Right.
We also adopted a few families from there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our church, you know, could buy them, you know, all they need, shoes, pants, shirts,
right,
food. And then we just give it, you know, to adopt a family from our church.
And then when back to school comes, you always fill up backpacks and give them to a variety of different schools and individuals that need that help. So all throughout the year, you're helping children, Helpers for Children, whether it be clothing or the basic needs, or whether it be something special like a Christmas present, you're willing to step up. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at your place. So,
And before I tell you that, I was just you know, thinking of this program this morning,
right. Mm-hmm.
And I was praying to see what can we say, you know, that you know, people will listen, and we just kind of stop for a moment and think of their lives and how they can get help. So one of the reasons why we do this for children is because there's a suicidal rate from ages from 7 to 17 in Arizona is one of the states that have more suicides in that age bracket of anybody in the country.
Mm.
And if you look at their lives, they have everything. They have a house, they have gifts, they have TV, they have money, they have everything physically that they need, and they're still committing suicide. And the reason why that is happening is because there's a big lack of love and attention and kindness. So if we can touch one life of one kid that is thinking of committing suicide, or is thinking there's no hope for me, we do this so we can reach out to someone and say, you are important, you are special, you can have a beautiful life, we care for you, we pray for you. And there might be right now somebody listening that has been affected either by thinking of committing suicide, or that has been affected of a relative or friends that have committed and killed themselves, because I know. Mm-hmm. And we want to tell you this morning, there is hope. It's the love of Jesus, the mm-hmm. love of God, using you, using all of us to touch a heart of a child. Mm-hmm. And if we can just make a difference on one, that could be a full generation of kids that have been set free by love. And that's why we do this, you know, and we just love it. We're passionate about that.
You are.
You know, yeah, so.
It was great to hear you preach on Thanksgiving, too, that Sunday when you preached about turn to somebody and tell them that they're loved and that they're beautiful and yes. that you care about them. And
yes.
Even if it was a stranger you didn't know and you just happened to be sitting next to them at in a service, and especially if you're a guest like me and don't know anybody in the church and walk in and you force me to do that kind of thing. That's a little bit out of the comfort mm-hmm. zone, but it was very, very moving. So
yeah, so the 24th is Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. right, which is a Tuesday, and we prepare a kind of a Christmas play.
Right.
And it's a candlelight service. So we're going to present, you know, like Laura is going to be our angel for that night, you know. So we'll give a message through a play. And then at the end, we'll go close in with a, you know, candlelight, lighting out the candles.
Fantastic.
And do a beautiful, reflection of the best gift that this world have received.
Right.
Is a gift of God's Son to be born and to give His life for us.
Right.
That's the biggest and the most beautiful and most loved message that we want to tell people through, you know. So everybody is invited. Just come to 1600 West Irvington Road. The 24th will be at 6 p.m., right? From 6 p.m., and you can call me, please, mm-hmm. at 520-222-4739. I'll repeat it. Please, if you have a pen, write 520-222-4739, and you can ask for Leo Garcia, or Pastor Leo Garcia, or friend Leo Garcia, however you want to. But please call us at 520-222-4739.
Great. And one little thing we want to mention too is that you and your son have a beautiful restaurant down in Cartel Coffee.
Yes.
The pizza place, the name of it is?
It's Lumbre.
Lumbre. A la
fire.
Peña.
Fire.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Lumbre a la leña.
Fired pizza. It's delicious. And it's, I'll never again say what I said the last time we talked about it. It is very crispy, delicious, wonderful, delicious. We've had some good pizza down there, haven't we, Laura?
Well, more than pizza, you're getting me hungry. The corn.
Oh,
I cannot get enough of that.
That is
elote.
Elote, yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So Leo Jr. is working with you on that. And then, mm-hmm. We've made some connections. Our friend Carlos Delgado is up and working around Tucson, and you and he have kind of connected on a couple of projects. It's
yes.
amazing what the intersection of lives and how you and I and the three of us met. And look at this. It's been a pretty robust year, hasn't it?
It's just been a blessing. A blessing to call you you friend.
Yeah. We often talk about, you know, the relationship that we had this year.
Right.
And you and Bill.
Yeah.
You know, are very special to us.
Well, thank you. It was nice to go to the football game with you sitting with next to Sixto and the four of us being crazy at a football game. That was pretty cool too. Well, thank you for coming in today, and we'll see you on Christmas Eve and maybe this Sunday too as well. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. We'll be back after the break and talk to my niece and Bill's daughter about CCAP over across the map, which is a project about mitigating cervical cancer. Wow. Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see you soon. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. In Tucson, this is Dr. Ed Ackerley. On Monday, we talk about the University of Arizona and good things that happen. On Tuesday, General Ted Maxwell talks about engagement. On Wednesday, we have Grant Kruger talking about food for thought. Thursday, Tom Moulton talks about attractions in conjunction with Visit Tucson. And then on Friday, I talk about success stories of organizations and businesses and groups that have done good work in our community. With us is one of our family members, but also a producer of Jump in Tucson, but she has another hat that she wears. She is one of the founders of CCAP. And welcome, Hunter Ackerley. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for all you do for Jump in Tucson. Hey, tell me what CCAP, CCAP stands for.
CCAP stands for Cervical Cancer Awareness and Prevention. And that's the first part of the name of our business, CCAP Across the Map.
And so how did you get involved with becoming one of the principals in CCAP and trying to alert people across the world about the complications and the things people can do to mitigate cervical cancer? So how did you get involved in this project?
Yeah, so back in 2017, right when I graduated from high school, my best friend Jillian Lever and I, we wanted to stay connected as we were going to different colleges after high school graduation. So we kind of talked about what we can do to give back to our community and give back to the world. So we started CCAP Across the Map as a nonprofit organization dedicated to women's health with a focus on cervical cancer after we did some research and realized that's one of the most preventable diseases in the world.
And why cervical cancer? Why not colon cancer? Why not breast cancer? Why not brain cancer? Whatever other kind of cancer there is. Why did you pick cervical cancer, and why is that an important topic of awareness that you've selected?
Well, like I was saying, it's one of the most preventable diseases across the world. But despite that, it's actually the fourth most common cancer globally. And that's specifically and especially true in underserved areas, under-resourced areas. But one of the main ways to prevent it, getting the HPV, human papillomavirus vaccine, is actually more than 90% effective in not leading to cervical cancer cases, along with consistent screening for women and people with cervixes. So we were really interested in kind of helping to address the disparity there with access to education and resources for healthcare, and really address a highly preventable disease by taking some action with education and resources and community building.
You've done some interesting trips around the world so far. You've been to Africa and South America. Can you tell us a little bit about those trips and why you're going to those countries that you have selected?
Yeah, so the three countries we've been to thus far are Mexico, Ghana, and Senegal. And we wanted to do some work on a global scale to kind of understand global healthcare systems and reach out and bridge, make connections across different communities and diverse communities, because cervical cancer is a global issue. And like I was saying before, it affects areas that are under-resourced more heavily than not. So we initially first went to Mexico with a partner organization and launched some educational seminars with community health workers there. And then we carried out that model and expanded on it for female-specific cancers, sexually transmitted infections, and mental health, and helped with some education with midwives in Ghana and Senegal. So yeah, those are the kind of international branches that we've had thus far with our impact with CCAP Across the Map.
We're talking with Hunter Ackerley, who's one of the founders of CCAP, which is a cervical cancer awareness program, not only here in Southern Arizona, but also around the world. So you're looking to possibly go again to Africa as another option in the near future. Tell us about what your aspirations are for traveling to another underserved area to try to share awareness about cervical cancer.
Yeah, so we have a lot of community partners and people who kind of reach out to us and ask for or educational information to be shared with their communities. So the countries we've been to before in Africa, Ghana, and Senegal, we want to have a longstanding and recurring relationship with those countries and the organizations we work with there so as to make sure our impact is sustainable. So our goal is to go back and visit there and do some more education and check up with the midwives we previously did education with. And then hopefully expand to two other countries in the region as well so that we can continue to just expand our impact and really make a difference in areas that really do need help with resources and education for cervical cancer awareness and prevention.
One of the things that you do is to try to raise money to help support these trips. And of course, your father, Bill, who is my partner in Ackerley Advertising, and I, we have a organization called Coaches for Charity, which is an umbrella organization that helps us do a lot of different things in the community, including sports for high schoolers and for scholarships and the MLK tournament and so forth. But we also help sponsor your Cervical Cancer Awareness and Prevention Bowl-a-thon, which is coming up on Saturday, January 11th. Can you tell us a little bit about that bowl-a-thon, why you're doing it, where you're doing it, and what that's for?
Yes. So we really want to make connections with the community and do so in fun and engaging ways. So this bowl-a-thon is a really wonderful opportunity we're so grateful for to be able to spread the word about cervical cancer and how to prevent it and how to as well prevent HPV. And we really want to engage community members by having them come and having them sponsor a lane or come and participate in the silent auction that's also going to be attached to the bowl-a-thon, like you said, on January 11th from, I believe it's 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And these fundraisers and these community outreach events, they're great opportunities for us to continue ongoing connection building and education within our local community, but helps us to fundraise for our initiatives all over the world that continue to support our ongoing initiatives for cervical cancer awareness.
Great. So that bowl-a-thon is Saturday, January 11th, 10 to 12 noon at Lucky Strike Bowl at 4015 East Speedway. And listeners can help by, as you said, purchasing a lane for four or six people, and they can come and bring a company or a group of friends and come and bowl and raise some money for CCAP, and also get a pizza and a pitcher of soda and have some fun with a bunch of other people that are helping you support it. And of course, there's a silent auction available. And if there are any companies out there that would like to donate a prize or a gift certificate, a gift card, or any Christmas gifts that are unwanted that would like to find a nice home, we can take those and put those at the silent auction. So, Hunter, you have done, this is kind of your passion and thing, but you're also doing other things. You are a graduate of the University of Arizona, and you're pursuing another degree. Tell us a little bit about your own personal academic pursuits and what you want to do in the next couple of years.
Yep, that's correct. A graduate of the University of Arizona with a degree in psychological science. And that experience in undergrad, I did some research in labs related to psychology, and that really inspired me to pursue my current academic interests. I'm doing a master's through Northern Arizona University in clinical mental health counseling. That's a three-year program to help me become a therapist for mental health in the near future. I'm very excited for that and the journey that I'm on with that. And it's been a really great experience that I'm very grateful for.
Well, you have a place in my heart. Not only are you my niece, but I'm a graduate of the University of Arizona, but I'm a two-time graduate of Northern Arizona University with a master's and doctorate from NAU. They do a good job, and you're in good hands up there with those folks on the mountain to give you something powerful. So, Hunter, you've been doing this since high school and your college career, and now in your master's program, you're developing CCAP as an important point of distinction for organizations in Southern Arizona that are doing good work that we like to talk about on Jump in Tucson. What are your biggest takeaways from what you've been able to accomplish so far in the young life of CCAP, but also as you look towards the future, what are your biggest takeaways from what you've been able to share with communities across the world in Mexico and Africa, but also just in Southern Arizona? How's it going, and how do you feel your organization is doing in Tucson?
Our organization has really strong roots to the Tucson community and the Arizona community at large as well. I really, really appreciate the chance that we've gotten to work with our local community, engage with organizations like schools and other nonprofits. One of our biggest campaigns is something we call HPV Ends With Me, and it's an educational campaign where we reach out to middle school aged children, high school aged children, and then college and above age students who are just like in clubs and after school activities. And we reach out to those organizations and come offer education about what HPV is, how it leads to not only cervical cancer, but five other types of cancer, six in total, and how people can be agents of change in managing their own health and being empowered to do so. I think my biggest takeaway is that the local community definitely benefits from education, but that's true on a global scale as well. And it starts with educating young people and making sure we're making an impact in the lives of these young people that stay with them forever. So I think it's been a really great opportunity to start in Tucson and see it grow.
Great. Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you and your team on putting together a really powerful nonprofit in Southern Arizona that is going global and doing great things for women's and, human health across the map, as you say, cervical cancer awareness and prevention, CCAP across the map. And reminder that the Bowl-a-thon is Saturday, January 11th, 10 to noon at Lucky Strike Bowl at 4015 East Speedway. We are looking for help for this with prizes and bowlers to come and buy a lane of 4 to 6 people who would come out and have some fun, silent auction, pizza and soda, and have a good time at the same time helping CCAP maybe do something like go back to Africa and sustain those relationships. So Hunter, thank you so much for what you do for the city of Tucson, for the community members in Mexico and Africa and the other countries that you'll be over visiting in the next few years. You're doing great work and we're really proud of you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Great. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, Tucson's live local news talk station, The Voice. We appreciate the opportunity to talk to companies and organizations that are doing good work in the city of Tucson. Jump in Tucson is about celebrating those success stories, and certainly CCAP across the map is one of those organizations. Kudos to Hunter Ackerley and to her team for doing great work. We'll be back after the break. Thank you for listening to Jump in Tucson on 1030 AM KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. Well, Bill, we've had a pretty lively discussion here this morning. It was nice to have Leo and Laura here.
All right. They're great people.
Yeah. And your daughter sure is an amazing interview, isn't she?
Yeah. I'm very proud of her. She was on the speech and debate team in high school, and so she's very well spoken.
Yeah. It's nice to have our kids be smarter than we are.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah. And does she want to take over the business? That's the next thing we have.
If you're interested in helping with the Bowl-a-thon, you can go to coachesforcharity.org, and you can help us either by buying a lane or giving us a prize or just contacting us, and if you want to make a donation for their trip, that would be great as well. We'd also be remiss if we didn't mention that tomorrow is the December 15th, which is the holiday concert for the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus tomorrow at 3 o'clock and 7:30 p.m. This is a special concert in the sense that it is our brother, Dr. Julian Ackerley's last holiday concert. He will continue on through the spring and the classic concert, and his swan song or his last concert with a chorus will be in May at the Pops concert, the first weekend of May. And then he'll take the boys on a tour of Greece as his final tour, international tour with the boys chorus. And then he will hang up his baton and be done with the boys chorus. So if you're looking for something to do tomorrow and want to get in the spirit, at 3 o'clock, 7:30 p.m. at the Crowder Hall at the University of Arizona, Fred Fox School of Music, you can hear some wonderful Christmas and Hanukkah and holiday music, and see my brother in his last holiday concert. Been there for 45 years, which is an amazing, amazing legacy for the boys' chorus. Well, Bowl-a-thon that we talked about with your daughter is the umbrella organization that helps put that on is our charity called Coaches for Charity. We started that 15 years ago to help raise scholarship funds and try to bring some cool things to Tucson. We do things like just gave away 155 food boxes to 7 school families, that 7 different schools and 155 families. We worked with John Hone at Gap Ministries and prepared the boxes, and had Sixto Molina, Roman Camposano, and our good friend Elvis, who wore his Elvis outfit, and he was great. He was actually we would show up at places and pull in the truck. He was driving the truck, and he would hop out of the truck in his Elvis outfit, and everybody wanted a picture with Elvis from it was hilarious, to be honest with you. So we appreciate him. He's a TUSD school board member as well. So Val Romero, we want to thank him for his help in delivering those boxes with us. We also want to thank our friends at Lee Oliver and Linda Oliver at Arizona Cine, which loaned us the truck to make those deliveries. So that's great. So Coaches for Charity does a lot of things. We delivered boxes. We've got the MLK basketball tournament coming up in January. We've got Hunter's CCAP Bowl-a-thon coming up on January 11th. We've got the Roscruz Cougar Classic, which takes place between in the months, the weekends of February. Then we have our Bowl-a-thon for raising money for school equipment, elementary school equipment, and then we have our big kickoff classic, high school football kickoff classic. But one of the things we do for about 5 years, 6 years now, Coaches for Charity has had a parking lot at Winter Haven. And so the parking lot is for people who are going into Winter Haven. And this, starting tomorrow night, late, is the Winter Haven 75th anniversary of Winter Haven Festival of Lights. So if you've never been there, what a great opportunity. It's a walking tour, basically, or you can take there's a little couple of trams and some horse carriages and so forth. But it's the 75th Diamond Anniversary from December 14th to 28th of going in through the neighborhood, Winter Haven, and seeing the beautiful displays of lights. Most of the families in that neighborhood participate, and they do amazing displays of Hanukkah and Christmas, and it's just a real wonderful place to be in the holidays. So there's hay rides, there's party bikes, there's trolley tours, and of course you can walk through with your family and even your dog. If you have a well-behaved dog, you can go and take your special pet with you as well. So you might want to check that out. Go to winterhavenfestival.org. But Coaches for Charity, for the last several years, right at the entrance on the Fort Lowell side of Winter Haven, at the main entrance where all the lights are and the police are there helping people across the street, right across the street from that down to the west, about, oh goodness, maybe it's less than a football field, is where we have our parking lot. And I just want to thank a couple of people. We want to thank Dr. Lucas Fett, who is the main doctor at Movement for Life Physical Therapy. We connected with him and with the Arizona Bowl. The Arizona Bowl wanted to reach out and do this, and so they gifted us this parking lot, and we have been working with the Arizona Bowl to help get people parking. So it's a fundraiser for Coaches for Charity, and we'd like to thank Lucas for being so gracious over the last several years and letting us use their parking lot at night. And Don Snyder is the property owner. He owns the building and the parking lot. He purchases the insurance for us and is very supportive, and he always gives us a donation. And we want to thank Don for his great support over the years. And the cool thing about it is that the parking is handled by our friends at the University of Arizona Parking and Transportation. So Elisa Tapia, who's a good friend of mine, was the director of special event parking at the U of A for many, many years. She retired a couple of years ago, but her successor and her assistant at the time, Jenny Bomsberger, she is now the director, and the two of them run this parking center for us, and they do it for 10 straight nights, and they have, it's very professional. They've got their vests on and flashlights and signage and everything, and they charge $5, and you can park there and then walk across the street and go see the beautiful displays in Winter Haven. So this is another place that Coaches for Charity is involved in the community. And I will say one little neat thing about it. We pay a little stipend to the folks that are helping us from the U of A Parking and Transportation. They're donating the majority of their time. But both Elisa and Jenny tell me that these folks that are working basketball games and football games and all the events that happen at the U of A, that this is a great thing for them as well. So if you're looking for something to do, go to Winter Haven and park at the Coaches for Charity parking lot. You're listening to Jump in Tucson, which is produced and directed by Ackerley Advertising. Bill Ackerley is the executive producer. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you will have a great weekend and jump in, Tucson.